This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
A 15-minute lecture on the strength of material. It's simple. There is no need for the lecture. Strength of material is simple. We want to construct this building, and there is something this building is supposed to carry. What is the ratio we will use for the foundation? How many pillars? How many things? What kind of foundation do we give it? Do we just start building? You know, if you are doing upstairs, you have to do, I don't know, you have to have a German floor, you have to go deep. What kind of land is it? Is it a waterlogged land? All those kind of things. Because if it's waterlogged, you drop two-story on it, it begins to sink down, believe it or not. Are you getting the point? Do you know, with all these things, you might not truly know what you have done, except for the fact that you now built. So some of those books that you read and some of those references that told you, do like this, do like this, they spoke from the experience that they got as a result of testing materials. And they know that this is how or what this one can withstand. In other words, we don't know what you can withstand until you are put to test. Are you getting the point? If you want to name my topic today, you can call it help, help, help. The problem with man is that somehow we overestimate ourselves. And anytime I see somebody that is not praying, I assume you think you can run this life. That man, Jesus, came to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was crying and groaning and praying till the sweat that is coming out of his body is like droplets of blood. This is Jesus. Character must be tested. It is when character is tested that we can say, this thing is like this. This one can do this. This one can do that. That one can do that. In the beginning, you can continue to think according to the way they gave birth to you that you are probably a gentle guy until something happens to you. Then you find out it's not in you to be gentle. Don't wait for that day. Cry for help now. Because that day will come and it will test you. Some of the time they will say it tested you beyond limit. There is nothing beyond limit. It's just that you have not found help. If you find help, no matter how far it goes, you can be able to withstand it. In fact, some of the things your character can carry is what 1/10 of it can kill others. So somebody can look at you, probably look at me like this and say, "Ah, look at this thing this young man is doing. I can do it. Self tell me I can do it." Until demons that is not the one that you bargain for, the demons of people that want, I hope you know that there are people you pray for. Just because you pray for them, the demons that is afflicting them will take you serious. If it's only me, I can pray out myself. They are demons, jealous beasts, terrible spirits. Some sisters will come to you and they are plagued by very powerful water spirits, jealous water spirits. In the water, they are queen. And then you come and say, "In the name of Jesus, I break you from everything that is holding you." They say, who be this one where they talk? Have you not heard of the story of Lester Sumrall at Bilibid prison in Philippines? Anybody that touches that lady, the beast will bite. And In fact, he came and touched the lady on the neck, and the beast beat the lady where he touched the lady. I mean, his hand is here. The beast beat here. How did he pass through his hands and beat the lady on the neck? And the lady fell as if he has died. And the doctors and everybody say, yeah, it's over. Let's wait for another 3-4 hours before she will be revived so that we continue. Lester said, no, she's not dead. In the name of Jesus, bah! As soon as he commanded them, the demon roared. That's the kind of deliverance you finish and you go home. As others are going home, you see, people like us don't go home and say, we are tired, we can't pray in the night. Even if you don't want to pray because you don't have any problem, you pray because of the problem of people that you went and intervened in. Because when you carry your hand and put on somebody's head, do you know what you're saying? You are saying, add me to this. You know, you can take somebody to court. Huh? And then they say that government, you add government as part of the people that you are taking to. This is the main, who is a legal person here? Let's assume this is the main guy against this guy. You can join this guy to this case. Join this guy to this case. If I carry my hand and put on you, what am I saying? I'm joining myself to your case. If we win together. If there is consequence, all of us will what? Suffer. When you lay hands, you are indemnifying the person. You are saying any loss, let me follow in the loss. You don't know what I'm saying yet. You know, I think this my English is the problem now. I'm saying I'm joining with the trouble. Is that the kind of person that will go and just sleep like this? I want to show you just two scriptures and then we pray. You cry for help. There is a cry that is called the cry for help. Anytime a man cries for help, it is always traced to strength. And anytime you talk about strength, it talks about the capacity to withstand pressure. The capacity to last till you see the end of what you are looking for. Are you getting the point now? There is capacity to stand till the end. The end I'm talking about is not necessarily the end of Jesus coming. No, I mean the end of the expectation in your life. The end of the pursuit. The end of the warfare. The end of the things that you are targeting in life, probably in the next 6 months. You can do it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then you give up. Satan will mount so much pressure on you, especially when you start making one or two progress. Can you hear what I'm saying? Yes, once you start making progress a little, it will seem as if everything now spoiled. Wow. That time, you know what is tested? Strength will be tested. We will now know what we are made of. The strength of material will be tested. It will become obvious that you lack the capacity to carry the weight of your destiny. When we pray the way we pray, first thing it does is not to do something for you. It does something to you. Say after me. Something to me. That's what it does to you. Surely when you pray well, it might not change your whole situation, especially in the natural and in the material realm. But I tell you, a man that prays well is changed. He himself is transformed and changed. And one thing is certain, you will notice that you are becoming stronger than you used to be. The things you cannot withstand before, you notice that without giving a second thought to it, you just notice that you are able to withstand it. Even in normal things, in the temptations of life. The guy can just call you back and say, babe, how far now? He knows you can just say one thing, say one thing. He knows that you can't resist it. You can even be saying, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to. They will carry you. That kind of person, is he strong? The strength of material is weak. And guess what? Satan knows. So in destiny and in life, when you begin to rise, begin to do some things, initially, if you are making progress, Satan is not too bothered. After some time, what will he do? If he can't stop you, if you are taking the cases of your life one after another, you know what he will do? He will bring like seven. He'll be firing you. How many of you it has happened to you? No, at an instant, it seems as if Satan is firing you from 7 points. The whole purpose of that is to test your strength, to know whether you can withstand the whole assault at the same time. Can you get what I'm saying now? That is when your true character is tested. Integrity is the proof of character. You know what is integrity? Integrity is that you are consistent. You are consistent in your output. It's not a reputation. Reputation is that you are one thing here, and maybe because of the people here, they know you like this. Another place, they don't know you. But if it's integrity, even the person you met today, you don't know, it is standard. There is a standardization of the character that you have retained, because it is not something that looks like it. It is something that it is. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When we give ourselves to fasting and prayer, and the way we do, one of the things that God does is to furnish help within our inner man. And that help is for one fundamental purpose, to give us the capacity to retain a standard character and output in our life. An unstable man cannot be used by God in anything serious. And many times, it's not as if you want to be unstable. It's just that you have not received the right quota of help to maintain consistency, to maintain something that is standard. Are you getting the point? You have tried, but when they push you to the wall, you will become a devil. That's why many times for God to talk, he has to test that thing you call character. Your character can be strong, maybe amongst your friends, amongst people that are known, amongst people that have something to offer. What of people that don't have anything to offer? What of in cases where you don't have anything to gain? What if the attack becomes fivefold? You have just been winning because they are coming one after another. How do you survive? Do you give up? Do you say like Elijah? Say, I'm not better than my fathers. As soon as you say it, the calling will be taken from you and given to another person. You did not sin. You just came to the end of your capacity, the end of your limit, the end of your strength. The strength of material cannot carry this realm. It is bigger than what you have retained within you. You don't know what I'm telling you? Huh? No, leave it. What my teaching today is a parable. But the people that have here are the people that we hear. Because what I'm telling you now is that there are certain classes. Men qualify for things in the spirit, not just because by, you know, Paul said, by his grace we were called by another brother. You will be tested. There are layers of that calling. There are mantles that will not drop on your life if the strength you have in the spirit to sustain and carry it has not been tested. The challenge is that you will not even be told that you are under test. Huh? So when they test somebody like Harry, he will say he's under depression. It's just that your material is very weak. He can't carry what you want. Meanwhile, when you come in Job, you say, God, use me! they use me? They will subject you to test. Is your prayer they are answering? You have forgotten when you prayed it. You are. Should I find another topic? You know, we were doing Bible study in the morning, and they said that my sword was too sharp in the morning. They were rejoicing, and we are sharing scripture. When I contributed my first contribution, everywhere was quiet. I left. I said, let's enjoy. The whole place became lively again. I came and contributed the second one. Everywhere became quiet. So I don't want everywhere to be quiet. I want us to sing. We dance in our... Let's sing. When the matters of life hit you, you forget all the song you know. You and guess what? You will know. Let me give you expo. You will know that it is a test, because no matter how much you pray, the situation will not leave. They will wait you to outlive the situation. What is happening now is that you need to outlive the situation, because something is being weighed on the balance, and are saying this one can survive this. Others are saying this one can survive it. And they're saying anybody that survives it should wear the crown. Eh? And you come there like that. You come there like that. You say, I'm humble. You say, I'm strong. You say, I can. Your I can will be put to test, because it's just the mere word of mouth. It needs to be subjected to test. Men like me, I'm not that strong. In fact, I'm the weakest amongst you. That's why any day I come, I groan. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Help me. Help me! Help me! Real strength is the one that makes you weak in the natural and makes you mighty in God. I have found out that when real tests come, the people you think will survive, they will fail like packs of cards. And then there will be something in the spirit. You will now notice that there is aggregation of strength for men that seek God daily. Let me show you scripture. I have a body. Isaiah chapter 31. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel. I'm here with a parable. It will take men that are deep seekers to understand the meaning of this dark saying. Woe to them that go to Egypt for help. The men that God will help are the men that God has conquered a lot in the flesh. You have lost a lot in the flesh, then you are qualified to be helped in the spirit. If there are still avenues to succor you in the natural, then you will not receive much help from the one that sits on the throne. He is gazing upon men and is searching on them that we declare their independence from anything that is in the natural. They decide that there is no connection to them from any help. Even the ones that said they will help you, you check and you find out that this man will utter words like the kings of Canaan. You know what Abraham said? When they finished the war, the kings of Canaan came to Abraham and said, come and collect some of the bounty. Abraham said, no, I know El Shaddai. You know who is El Shaddai? The multi-breasted one. The one that sustains all things and is not sustained by any. A season passed and Abraham was a mighty man, and nobody can say he helped Abraham. I came with a parable. No man can come and stand and say he helped Abraham. Nobody can say that. Because a season came, it became obvious that when you were in the woods, you found out the things, the utensils that are more important. And there you are crying, help me God. If you help me, I will not cry to men for help. If you help me, I will not cry to men for help. And a day come, you will emerge. And when you emerge, you will be tested. When you are tested, you will become like pure gold. Because faith, when genuine faith is tested, it doesn't go down. It becomes better. Faith is like gold. It's not wood. Faith is like God. When you put faith into fire, it doesn't go down. It becomes better. It becomes purified. It becomes more useful. El Shaddai. For every one of you, the five kings of Canaan will meet you, and they will say, "We want to help you." But on that day, do not forsake your God, because he is the one that can only succor you help. The help, look at this scripture. It said, "Woe to them. For you to seek help outside of the confines of the administration of the help that God has ordained is for you to attract curse for yourself." He said, "Woe to them that go down to Egypt." There are people I'm talking to, as in this thing I'm saying here now is specific to a person. I was praying and God gave me this scripture. It's different from others. Some of you want to go down to Egypt for help. If you hear me now, stop on your tracks. Don't do anything. As you, in fact, confess and repent. He said, "Woe to them that go to Egypt for help." He said, "They stay on horses and trust on chariots, because there are many. In horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord." Let me see verse 2. "Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of evildoers." I'm looking for something. Help me, Holy Ghost. Okay, verse 3. Quickly. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. This is an alarming statement. You see, this thing you are seeing here is not a suggestion. It's a matter of fact statement. I mean, it's like ESPO. Have you entered the exam? There is. Those days we were at Dennis Memorial Grammar School. Many of our teachers are WAEC examiners. The implication is that it is almost hard. If you are just intelligent, it's almost hard for you to fail WAEC, because these are the guys setting the exams. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if you listen to what they are teaching you, you will pass. So there is one of our physics teacher those days. I've forgotten his full name, self. But those days we call him Bato. He came and taught us practical. He said, "If you know this, my practical, it's as good as getting an A. Just know this, my what I'm teaching you now. If you know this practical, it's as good as getting what? I speak in parables." Now the Egyptians are what? Men. And they are not God. Their horses are what? Flesh. And they are not spirit. If there is a man that should know this, I think I'm the one. I searched and searched and searched. And searched. I was looking, where can help come? Why not show me Psalm chapter 121? I searched for help. Searched for help. I was in the north. Every day I would wake up and go to one primary school. I'll be crying. My tears will soak the ground. I said, "God, if you don't help me, I'm gone. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me." I was getting weak, disadvantaged in the natural. I didn't know at the moment of my weakness, that's where God is making me strong. A man that has not realized his weakness in the flesh and in the natural will not secure some measure of help from God. You see, if you are lacking help in certain measure, do you know why? Even though you are looking as if you are a lady, you are like this. Actually, you are very strong. When the Holy Ghost breaks a man, one of the things that comes is that help is ministered to you. Can you hear what I'm saying? The Bible said, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help?" Where is your help coming from? Huh? I'm asking you. Is your father not a millionaire? Huh? But he used to be millionaire and he has connection. So he can press one or two buttons. He got one and From whence cometh my help? The help that has not come from heaven is not real help. You heard where we read. He said, even the Egyptians, they are men, they are not God. Their horses are flesh, they are not spirit. See, I will journey and find El Shaddai. And then when I stand, men will look at me and all of them will be the only person that can take glory at this instance is who? God wants to get glory from your life. He wants to help you in such a way that only him can take the glory. It will be obvious. Everybody, this person will go and ask this person, who is helping this guy? Nobody can answer. Nobody. The only way they can trace it is that they will come back and see me where I'm groaning.
By Zadai,
they will be asking all the rich, all the people they know. One of you must have helped this young man. One of you. There is no way a man can rise without consulting one of us. One of us. They are the people that has put themselves as if they are king. Nobody can rise without them. What they don't know is that there is a realm beyond the hills. I look up to the hills. My help, the help I need cannot be found on the hills and on the mountains. What I need is bigger than mountains. As high as mountains are, they don't have what it takes to succor me. You need to know how far withdrawn you are, how foundation has ravaged your family, how Satan has put you out never to survive.
Help me. Help me.
Jesus said, listen, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. From whence cometh my help? The year has appeared again. You'll be moving from one uncle, from one friend to another, asking them, help me. Do this one for me. They like it. What you don't know is that they go behind and they are gisting about it. You are not wise. Instead of seeking the man that is help himself. Instead of coming to the throne of grace where you will receive help in the time of need. You are moving about looking for who will help you. You will not be helped. Men will not help you until God has helped you. It is when God has helped you, men will be compelled. When the person is sleeping, he will see you in the sleep. Somebody came and met me one time and said that I needed money. I prayed, oh God. And then the person slept and he said that I came and met him in the dream and said, give me money. I troubled the person in the dream that the person sent me money by 2 a.m. If you see somebody that sent money by 2 a.m., something troubled him. Are you getting the point? 2 a.m. You don't know what it means to receive help. When God helps a man, even the attempt of Satan to bring you down will help you to rise more. Everything works for the man God is helping. Do you know what the Bible said? The Bible said in the book of Revelation, I've forgotten the exact place. They said when the dragon spat fire and water to consume the woman, the Bible said that the earth helped the woman and swallowed the water. The man that God is helping, anything becomes your help. Any man, the attempts of the enemy to swallow you will be the reason why you will rise. Such men that are helped, they welcome attacks and affliction. Warfare is their normal mode because their testimony is Psalm chapter 23. He prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with fresh oil. Give me fresh oil song. Thou anoints my head with fresh oil.
Why do you need fresh oil?
It's because there is fresh contention.
God is not going to get easy. Stop waiting for an easy life. Get stronger, my friend. The enemies will be there. They will be looking at you. They can't stop you. They can't limit you. You will be rising. The man that needs strength is the man that goes to war. The man that is contending, that's the man that needs it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Lord prepares a table for you.
When they look at you, they will know there is a mystery about your life.
There is a power, a hand that is hidden, that is making you to rise. They can't do anything because they have asked everywhere. And if it is something they can cut off, they can cut it off. But the Lord prepared a table for you. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, this new year, something will happen. Help bigger than the mountains will come. I look up to the hills from whence cometh my help.
Like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted, like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am. The horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed.
Help me till I become strong. Don't allow men to take the glory.
The horn of the unicorn, and I am an
Your help cometh. Your help cometh from regions beyond the mountains. There is hope beyond the mountains. The Egyptians are men. They are not called. Are flesh, they are not spirits. There is hell beyond the mountains. Help me, help me, help me, help me, oh God.
Head you have exalted, that the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted, that the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. That the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted, that the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil.
The creator of the ends of the earth. We look up to the hills from whence comes our help. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. We are tired of men. We are tired of men that can fail, men that can disappoint. This day we cry. We cry for help. Help us, O God. Receive your help now. Receive help. to me.
Exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil.
There are seven angels that came for a specific assignment. They said they are here to help people. They are here to help you. Situations, contentions, things that have persisted. You have labored, but it's not working. Help cometh, help cometh, help cometh. In the next 2 minutes, pray and take advantage of the administration of these angels. Can you pray? I receive help. I receive help. I receive help.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.